Yeah! There we go!
For all you, everybody thought we were fucking lying out there, we ain't lying! This is unbelievable. This is why you showed up, ladies and gentlemen. We have controversy at the OD. We have controversy at the OD.
Oh, yeah.
Are they
going
to catch him? What just happened?
That's like a 16 upsetting a 1 right there.
This is insane.
And everyone's bracket is fucked.
New Heights.
Live from the shore, baby.
First of all, thank you to everyone who's here. A lot of you donated money to Eagles Autism Foundation. Everyone's here to support the reason we're here, which is the Eagles Autism Foundation, as well as partake in one of the greatest events we've had the privilege of putting on, probably the greatest to this date, which is the New Heights Beer Bowl, which is about to happen live right in front of this live audience. Welcome to Sea Isle. New Heights is officially in Sea Isle. This episode is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wings, beer, sports.
H-I-K. We got it all. Caffeine, beer, chicken wings. What else do you need? Yeah, we got a great episode coming up. We're going to have some incredible guests. Like we just said, we have the official New Heights Beer Bowl. All the contestants are out back. You guys are in for a show. We have some amazing fans, the 92%ers, and the guys and women that... applied to get into this. We have an incredible crew coming out here.
They're all fucking nuts.
They're fired up.
They're nuts. I'll tell you, it's a rowdy group out there.
I wouldn't make direct eye contact with any of them, to be honest with you.
Well, we got $50,000 on the line here, so this is we got the right group for that amount of money.
But first, as always, new news. Like we said, this is a special episode. We're here in Sea Isle City. The world famous Ocean Drive Bar. This is the third year the Ocean Drive has been kind enough to lend their facilities, their employees, their money to this event, and we cannot thank them enough. I still remember the first time I came to Sea Isle. I was a second year player going in my third year. I tore my ACL, and a good friend of mine, with trainer Joe Appella, there was a polar bear plunge in Seattle City, and he said, you know, I think it'd be a good idea if we go there and get some rehab. You know, jump in the ocean, ice the knee. And we did that for all of 45 seconds and then went straight to the Ocean Drive. And I had one of the most fun experiences of my life, filled with virality, just life, fun, energy. And I knew that this was a place that I wanted to be and come back to.
Man.
And it just so happens, hey.
Dude. This place is magical. It has a real special way of taking your memories and throwing them in the ocean right down the street. And then just like everybody here that's sober that works here just reminds you of them.
That's right.
Hey, Travis, we put you in a cop car to go home last night. I was like,
oh, did this? Is that how it happened?
This place is awesome, man.
I guess to bring back up that polar bear plunge, all of the benefits of Polar Bear Plunge used to go towards autism awareness, autism causes. So the fight to raise awareness for autism predates us putting this event on. And this city, the establishments, Mike Seafood, the OD, a lot of the businesses around here, as well as the inhabitants, have been dedicated to this cause for a long time. So we just want to make sure that we announce our appreciation and pay homage to the fact that this has been going on a lot longer than before we got here.
And that's credit to Sea Isle and the Philadelphia community right there, baby.
This is the biggest year yet. We've already raised a significant amount of funds. I would be lying to you if I said the exact number. Ryan, do you know what's the exact number before we've even started?
150 before we started.
So before we even started, we've already matched the previous 2 years all together, I think, pretty much. So it's a really good start. And like we just said, it's just a start. We can't wait to get this day underway. And we want to thank all of the 92%ers out there who aren't here, who donated. I mean, it's been an outpouring of support. And you guys have no idea how much and how far your dollar goes. So thank you so much for supporting Eagles Autism and also watching the show every week. Because
right,
this wouldn't be possible without you guys. All righty. We're going to bring on our first guest. She is the, is it CEO? I don't even know like what the official title is.
The motherfucking
the director
boss
of Eagles Autism Foundation, Mrs. Ryan Hammond.
Ryan!
Hugs, hugs.
Can never miss an opportunity for a hug.
So obviously, this whole event is happening to raise money for Eagles Autism Foundation. I have been fortunate enough to watch the birth of Eagles Autism Foundation in my tenure with the Eagles.
Yes.
And bringing you on board. I don't know, do you want to take a few minutes to just tell everyone what Eagles Autism Foundation is, what it does?
Why we're really here, not the podcast?
Yes, yes,
yeah,
not
for
the beer
sure.
Bowl.
We're here to raise money, honestly. This is just our sideshow. So actually, the foundation really started with the vision of team owner Jeffrey Lurie, his personal connection to autism. His family has supported autism in the tune of $100 million they've invested in research. He decided it was time to be a voice for the one and now 36 families affected. So we launched Eagles Autism Challenge that first year. We recognized the passion of Eagles everywhere. I think today is a testament to that. Your response to this event has been incredible. And, you know, it was a goal to kind of change the future of the field, to change families' lives. Every single dollar we raise is donated into the community. And, you know, Howie and I both report to Jeffrey, so we have the same boss. And Jeffrey basically gives us the same marching orders. It's really to look at the rigor of how to make sure that we're thinking about the future and really driving that innovation, that change, and kind of winning the game. So we bring in scientists from all over the country. Everything is applied in. There's not $1 that's given without intention and really thoughtfulness. We actually have people that have to give us progress reports. So if you're walking down the street and you tell me you donated in 2018, 2019, I can tell you what project we funded and what the outcome of that project. So philanthropy is a competitive space. We made sure that just like we are in the field, we're kind of taking it to that next level. And we could not be here without, obviously, Jason and Travis's leadership today. So, you know, their economic impact, Jason has probably raised, you know, himself about $1 million through all of his efforts. And yeah. And I mean, it doesn't hurt that he let his kid brother tag along and help for the cause.
Yeah! I've been tagging along my whole life. I'm not gonna lie. I'm just on the Jason Kelce ride.
If you can't tell already, Ryan's a rock star. She's taken Eagles Autism Foundation in a short amount of time to incredible new heights.
Hi, Ryan.
$23 million and counting. $23 million since 2018, guys.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is our third year doing this event, and it all started because Ryan and I were on the beach, mm-hmm. and she said, hey, why don't we do a guest bartending at DOD? And within, I'm not making this up, 3 days,
yes.
she planned an entire event. And again, the community is so supportive here. We had an unbelievable turnout the first year. I don't know, what made you think that this would work out so well?
Honestly, I think it was being with Jason Kelce in Seattle City. And I think it was the 500th photo of the day where I was like, Jason, can we ask for a donation? I'm thinking maybe like he puts a QR code on the back of his phone when he walks around town and he takes photos with everyone. But I was like, we really can tap into the enthusiasm here and change that into philanthropy. And, you know, the old OD is my old stomping grounds. We were reminiscing about kegs and eggs here a while ago.
Yeah.
And, you know the bartender still. And I made a phone call the next day. Mike Ferry, Fur Dog, came to my house with a legal pad, pencil, and donuts for my 3 daughters. And 3 days later, we launched Team 62 fundraising. We raised $50,000 without any expectation of what it could be. And to think about where we are 3 years later is just incredible.
When we first said that we wanted to do our podcast here and do a beer bowl, what was your first reaction
Let's
to
go!
That?
How can you say no to that?
Right?
Are there any other events coming up that that people can support?
So we're kind of ending our fiscal year, our year-long effort of fundraising, but we go right back. August 6th is our public practice. It'll be your first chance to see this year's Eagles team at Lincoln Financial Field. $10 tickets. Every dollar benefits the foundation. We'll then roll into our radiothon, and you cannot... you know, cross paths with the Eagles without an opportunity to raise, you know, money. And I will say, you know, if you are watching any Eagles game, if you all notice, we have Eagles Autism Foundation in the end zone. That this year was the number one signage asset in the NFL. So that's pretty prime real estate. Yeah. And now if you're at home, you're playing Madden, you're playing and you see Eagles Autism Foundation in the end zone. So this is about being synonymous, making sure that everything we do Eagles related, there's a tie-in and an opportunity for you to join us in a meaningful way and support this cause. Go Birds!
Brian, thank you so much for putting this whole thing together. We're looking forward to having an outstanding event here with the podcast and the guest bartending later. Can't thank you enough for putting this all together.
Thank you enough.
I really appreciate you coming to my fundraiser.
Everybody give it up for Ryan.
It's time!
And now!
Are you ready?
For your main event.
That's right. It is time for the first round of the New Heights Beer Bowl 2023.
Here's how
it's going to work. We've selected 16 teams. There is a bracket somewhere. So we have selected 16 teams from over 100 contestants that applied. 200?
200 contestants.
Goddamn. All right.
Every two. 400.
Don't worry about it. 16, it's a lot. All right. We narrowed it down to 16 teams to compete for the pinnacle of drinking games in Seattle City, New Jersey, the New Heights Beer Bowl. We have an incredible trophy. We have $50,000 cash.
Woo! With my...
Where is my dad?
Where's
my
Big
dad
Ed?
Has it.
Did he run with the cash? Did he hit the highway?
Dad, you're supposed to be up here.
Dad, you have to have...
You're supposed to be up here,
the
Dad.
Briefcase. Oh, there he is. There
I'm
he
telling
is.
You.
And this is how a Kelsey holds a briefcase right here. This is a, you know...
Yeah! Papa Kelsey!
Big Ed. Hey, who enjoyed the episodes having my dad and my mom on?
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody enjoy those? I'll tell you what, I'll ride around and just turn that thing on and just listen to this guy talk right there.
So as we said, this is a 16-team tournament, single elimination per round. So we're going to go from 16 to 8 to 4 and then have the championship matchup between two teams to win the first ever New Heights trophy, which is not complete yet, to be honest with you, but we have a portion of it that I think you'll be excited about. But we also have $50,000 cash in this briefcase.
Cash.
Show it to a pop!
Yeah!
Show him! Come on,
now. This is real. This is real.
You gotta get the visual. That's the whole point of having the cash.
This is like Pulp Fiction right here.
Yeah! There we go!
For all everybody thought we were fucking lying out there, we ain't lying!
Where's the
I
handcuffs?
I know you guys are like, it's a briefcase. There's no cash in it.
Where's the handcuff? It was supposed to be handcuffed.
They're supposed to be furry handcuffs.
This isn't secure. There's police outside. Just borrow a handcuff.
No. Dad's never lost anything.
Mom was supposed to have the key so that you couldn't lose this.
I showed up. I got the briefcase.
What if Chiefsaholic is in the audience? Chiefsaholic is in the audience. You might steal that from him.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Dude. All of a sudden, it just got real as fuck.
Yeah.
So, shit.
Nobody knows where he's at.
Nobody does.
He's a bank robber. He's on the run.
Well,
he's a Chiefs fan, too.
If he's here,
he's probably a Travis Kelce fan.
All right, well, you got to get lit.
That's it. Thanks for showing everybody the cash.
No, we're on it.
Do you want to say anything?
No.
You want to say anything to the teams or anything?
Well, do I what?
Do you want to say anything to the competitors
or
anything?
Good luck. Whoever wins it, I got it for you.
All right, now.
That's good enough. All right. See you later, Dad. We'll see you in a little bit. So we're in the process. Should we reveal what our plans are? No? Save that.
So
we have a much bigger plan for our trophy. Unfortunately, making a cast trophy out of bronze and gold takes a time.
You can't just
like order that. But we were able to get a 24 karat solid gold trophy for whoever wins it. It's the New Heights Golden Solo Cup.
Ooh, baby.
32 ounce. 24 karat gold.
Let's see this.
Oh
thing.
Yeah.
Ooh,
don't get it, don't get your fingerprints too much on it.
I can see my reflection in this motherfucker.
They just polished it.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'll tell you what, this is about as big as the chug you just did.
Well, that was a 32-ounce Stein, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I've seen Jason chug a beer before. I've never seen him that jacked up to chug a 32-ounce beer in my life. And you paid for it.
I mean, it's live. You know how it goes. You're a competitor. You get into it.
It's the number one rule. Anybody that's out here that's going to chug, the number one rule is you can't tense up. And the first thing you were doing over there was like you were about to get under a squat bar.
Like
you were about to lift 600 pounds, but you felt your sternum about to explode because of the air bubble.
Yeah, made it happen.
You did. You forced it to happen.
Force it down. Sometimes the beer doesn't want to go down.
Slitter bomb or whatever the guy's name was. Schlitz? Schlitzy?
Seltzer. James
there
Seltzer.
It is. Seltzer. Seltzer, man. That dude. It looked
not
like
a
he
WIP
was,
listener.
It looked like he was drinking out of a straw compared to what you were doing, dude.
It was a hefty chug. Me and Jimmy are going to have to do another one with a more life-sized pint. But it was good. It's a different strategy. That's a marathon chug. As opposed
there is
to
some
like a 100-meter dash.
Show.
All right, whatever. We got our first round coming up. The first round is going to be a skill-based game. It's the time and true classic flip cup.
Flip cup,
hey!
Baby.
Here's how it's going to work. Each team has members of two people each. Each member is going to have to flip and drink four cups. So there's going to be eight cups flipped all together. They're not full completely of alcohol.
They are completely full.
They're not completely full. They're the decent full.
They're
it's probably
full.
About two beers.
We need everyone blacked out. This is the Ocean Drive, ladies and gentlemen. This is not we're not anywhere else.
We're going to have our referee for this evening, Mr. Mike Ferry, longtime Ocean Drive employee.
Yeah,
Ferdog.
Yeah,
here we go, Ferdog.
Legend.
Ferdor, how long have you been here?
My 30th summer.
30th summer. Woo! How about that? Oh my gosh. Ferdor, I can't tell you how much of a pleasure it is to do this for a third year with you. You bring the energy, make all this happen. So excited to do this again. Are you excited first time as an official at a beer bowl?
I am thrilled to be the official official. I did say yes to you. Out back over the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And then when we were meeting on Sunday, and then I heard of all these legal scenarios.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure on me right
now. We'll take the fall for it. Okay. Don't worry about it.
That's what I'm thinking. I can't get sued for $50,000.
You got two guys to blame right here, right?
I need some backing.
You're the official every week at this bar, though. You're the one that's like calling the shots, helping everybody get situated. I mean, it's a team effort, but I feel like you're always the official DOD, so it was only right.
Absolutely, and I just want to thank all the staff that we have here at this establishment over at Patton's Green.
Yeah.
All the fans and patrons over the years. And again, as Ryan was mentioned, you know, it started many, many years ago for me.
Yeah.
Great place to be part of. Great town. Family atmosphere, as evident by the two of you being here today. Parents involved. Kylie's parents and family. And that's really what Seattle City is all about. We are indeed a family-oriented town. And it's a great city to be part of.
Yes. It's a beautiful place, baby.
Well, with that said, let's get to it.
Let's get it out.
Let the first round commence. Man, I don't think either one of us are. You just said national anthem. We didn't think. Yeah. Does anybody feel comfortable enough singing the national anthem? Does the 92%er want to do it? Who's a good singer? Who wants to tee this off? Don't be shy.
Front and center.
All right.
Steal the show. First, you got to introduce yourself. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Andrea Barreto.
All right.
Right now.
Go Birds.
Go Birds!
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light? Oh, say does that star-spangled
right. It's probably the favorites to win this entire show. No offense to the rest of the competitors.
How the fuck did they become the favorites?
Well, they smashed a beer can over their head. They ripped the top of a beer can off. They did a tornado chug. They did a Stone Cold Steve Austin chug. They did a shotgun chug.
Yeah, well.
But they did not demonstrate any skill-based games
in
their
video. That's what I'm saying.
Can they flip?
But from the brothers that said, if you want the heat, we're going to bring the heat.
Our first team in the New Heights Beer Bowl for the first round is Team Denim! Woo!
Yeah. Nick and Rob, welcome to the playing field, boys.
Look at that.
Look at them. Look at them. Damn, these two dudes, they look like a fucking can of beer when they walk in. I see why you say they're the favorites.
Our second team is a reminiscent of a show that I think everybody can look back fondly
probably
and
never
say
saw.
Is one of the worst shows I ever watched. The next team in this New Heights Beer Bowl, Catching Kelsey OnlyFans!
Catching Kelsey had an OnlyFans.
Yeah. And they're off! Two clean flips right from
Two
the get-go.
Team Denim. Oh, no. Team Denim. Team Denim. Oh, no.
Like a 16 upsetting a 1 right there.
This is insane.
And everyone's bracket is fucked.
Team Denim, you want to explain yourselves? I mean, I put all my money on you guys. It was so impressive.
There's not much to explain. We can't flip for shit.
All right. Well, I love the outfits. I love the guts. I love the vibe.
Hey, man, I love some dudes that just let that Yeti show. You know what I'm saying? They just let that.
Holy cow,
they just
man.
Let the fur out.
That's more than a Yeti. What's hairier than a Yeti?
No, they don't want to see the Yeti.
Don't bring that out. Nobody
they
does.
Hey,
they're asking for it.
No. That was an electric first round, or first game here. Let's introduce the next two. Might be the only Kansas City Chiefs representation here. Yeah. You hear that, boys? Gotta love a good hostile environment.
Territory, baby.
For the Rodeo Boozers! I'll tell you what, coming in with a solid showing. Introducing who they're going to be going up against. We got some assholes. We got Andy's assholes.
Yeah.
Marissa and Chris Sequoia.
Oh, yeah.
The pillows have to stay.
That's his belly.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Quick start for Rodeo.
Two solid starts.
Andy's asshole answers right away.
That boy 1-5 out there.
Come on, Marissa.
That Tampa gunslinger out there, boy. Oh, dang.
There we go.
Oh, no. The Rodeo Boozers.
Kansas City.
Man, I'll tell you what, it didn't look too great for you guys, but that's how you go. You know, that's like being down 10
and playing.
That was crazy, man. We had a lot of ups and downs in that one right there.
Yeah,
that was a great show
for
everybody.
Back there for a second, thought she was going to pull it out.
Rodeo Boozers, next round, baby. We're holding it down, baby. Enemy territory. Everybody, boom, as they're getting out of here. Boom. Real quick.
What was the strategy there? I think it was clear that you thought, Chris, you should be at the end as the anchor. Three perfect flips, just couldn't get to that fourth cup. What are you gonna say?
Milliseconds away.
Does not break character, even
Does
in the face
break
of elimination.
Character.
Well, you know, we had a couple burgers last night. We just maybe didn't have enough room for it today. Injuries. I need more beer. Time's yours.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Introducing to the New Heights Beer Bowl, the Green Men.
Yeah.
Their contestants, a couple parents ready to cut it fucking loose. Parents' night out. We got Sean and Alex Gibbons. The married couple, yeah! Let's go. Okay, in the rough. A nice fresh start. Ooh.
He's rooming out. Oh, he's got a chance. Oh, my God, my God. Let's go.
Where the fuck are the kids at?
Not our problem.
Now, that's what I'm fucking talking about.
Our next contestant in the first round is Always Sunny competitors, Birds of War! Oh, yeah, baby!
Oh, baby.
Alrighty, and the next guest, they're competitors in this round. These outfits are fantastic.
Fucking electric.
We have Team Fire and Ice!
Show is on.
And Jimmy McElroy, where are we at right now?
It seems like they're off to a slow start. I haven't seen anything.
I can't see through the feathers.
All I've seen is Birds of War back.
All righty. Fire and Ice onto the second. We're onto the eighth leg. Jimmy McElroy. Connects.
These wigs. Hold on. Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's ready to start. Jimmy's caught on the second cup.
Hold on. Down to two cups. Hold on.
Jimmy, you're at six more.
Down to two cups. No, down to one cup.
McElroy's on the way to the end.
Oh! A close but electric finish. A class act as they shake hands. Fire and Ice, congratulations. You guys are moving on to the next round, baby.
Our next competitor, we're not really going to say the full name. We think that you guys will get it the moment they come out. It's Team BDN.
Size image right there. All right, moving on to the next contestant. Coming to the table, we have the Christmas Specials.
Yeah! Specialists.
The Specialists. I'm sorry, the Christmas Specialists. Rose and Mary, straight out of the Bible. Here the ladies come.
Here we go.
Let's keep this fucking show on the road, baby. Introducing our next contenders. I really don't know what to say about these guys other than they are 2 years varsity.
Hey! You guys might remember Chomp from his viral video that went live all over WIP. Chomp and Chooch. This is a great matchup.
This is an electrifying matchup. I'm excited about this one.
We have Team Savage American Eagles! This is gonna be a round for the ages.
Ferno, take this thing over, baby.
All right,
hold
my whistle.
Oh, boys, we're on a good, clean fight. Good, clean fight here, boys.
Chomp off to a quick start. He's clearly been practicing.
I like his technique, too. Oh, that's a good pass off to Vince Papali.
Chomp and Chooch off to a quick one.
Chooch running away with it. Chomp getting the high knees going over here.
Chooch.
We got some showmanship. Go! Oh!
Keep going! Stay strong!
Yay!
2 years varsity, congratulations!
We'll see you guys next round! One of our favorite team names, I couldn't stop fucking laughing when I saw the name.
You want me to hit it?
Introducing the Hebrews! The Hebrews, ironically, the Jewish men, Mark Goldberg and Corey Mazur.
And the next competitor, we have somebody that I can definitely identify with pretty heavily. We have Team Thirsty Dads! Woo-hoo-hoo! Check out these outfits. Hey, that guy's got the same shoes as I do.
These guys are dressing as Jason Kelce right now.
We got the dads and the Hebrews. Let's see how this one shapes up.
They're neck and neck
to start off.
The Hebrews off to Goldberg.
Calm yourself, Thirsty Dads. Here we go.
The Hebrews! Give it up for the Hebrews, guys. We'll see you guys next round, baby.
All right, we got our last matchup of of the first round. This next team, I think you're gonna know the name pretty well. They did put an addendum at the end, which I feel comfortable saying because they wrote it. We have Team Lenny Dykstra, your local lesbians.
You guys are going up against some of my favorite heroes. A gym class hero is coming to the table,
guys. Right. Let's see how short these shorts are. Oh, look at that.
Let's get it on.
Okay.
They are moving quick.
Ooh-wee. Don't panic. Oh, I can feel you panicking.
Gym class heroes are catching up.
Oh,
thanks to us on their last cup.
Oh, the last cup. Close. No bouncing.
Let the ball go. No bouncing. Let's see if they can. Oh! She's on the rim.
Rip shot.
All right, gym class heroes.
Watch that elbow, cuz. Oh. It's an air ball.
It's not a good start.
Oh! Way to shut me the fuck up. That's what I'm talking about.
Here it comes. If you miss this, this is it.
And we got some fun interviews coming up. You don't want to miss this one. We got a few Philadelphia favorites.
Our next partner is AG1, ooh, the daily foundational nutritional supplement that supports whole body health. You might not believe this, but I actually take AG1 every day.
Why did you start taking AG1, Jason?
I gave AG1 a try because as an NFL player, I needed a single solution that supports my entire body and covers my nutritional basis every day.
Wait, so if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D.
Hey!
Get you some of that vitamin D, dog. And
can't
you can get five
that.
Free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase, man.
Go to drinkag1.com/newheights. That's drinkag1.com/newheights. Check it out.
Vitamin D.
Travel packs. We also need to shout out one of our sponsors that you probably see us drinking every show, and that's Accelerator Active Energy.
Ah, that Rocket Pop is so goddamn good. Yeah, it'll make you just look at the can and say, no fucking way this has zero sugar. So if you've been looking for something with zero sugar, check. That gives you sustained energy, check. Also gets the metabolism going, check. And gives you the enhanced focus that you need to record a podcast or just be a successful human being and attack your fucking day. Well, Accelerator Active Energy Drink is what you need. Fueled That's by right. nature. Jason, what flavor you got over there? What's your favorite flavor?
This one's Starberry. I like them all. Berry Lemonade, Kiwi Lime. They're all good.
Can't go wrong, baby. Accelerator Active Energy, available nationwide at Target, Meijer, and Sheetz.
We're going to get some interviews with some special guests. Our first guest, we decided, you know, this is a beer bowl. Who do I know that might be one of the best beer drinkers I know?
Fucking
Our next guest was a 2020 unanimous All-American, a Remington Trophy Award-winning center for the Alabama Roll Tide.
Alabama.
College football national champion for the Crimson Tide. And this season, he was named to his first Pro Bowl. Our next guest is starting left guard for the Philadelphia Eagles, Landon Dickerson. You look like you're ready to compete, brother.
Oh, yeah. I thought that's what I was here for.
Yeah, put that
yeah
thing
so
right
make
up
sure you're talking into that.
Hello?
In your nice there Southern Carolina accent.
When Jason,
yes, sir, I will do that.
It's more Charleston.
Charleston. You're electric right now. I just want to let you know. You look
he's
fucking fitting. Great.
He's an honorary
and
team dental.
And you got the team issued fucking sneaks on, man. You are ready to go run half gassers right now.
I was here to compete. You know what I mean? I got storage for the beer right here. You know what I'm saying? Got my hats in here. This is ready to go.
Our next guest that we're going to have up here on the panel is probably the greatest position coach in all of football. He is a two-time college football national champion winning coach. He's the second longest tenured coordinator in the NFL. He's coached 6 linemen to 20 Pro Bowl seasons.
Damn.
This will be his 11th season as the offensive line coach with the Philadelphia Eagles. 92%, please welcome offensive line coach, Stoutland University teacher, Jeff Stoutland. Come on up here.
Come on up here, big guy.
Dogs. Are you allowed to wear that? Isn't that a competitor with the with the Crimson Tide?
We're going to talk about
that. I'll tell you what, there might not be a guy more represented than the Eagles culture and how the Eagles play fucking football than Jeff Stoutland right here, baby. Hard-nosed, physical guys. And he's had the best group in the league for a fucking, about a decade now? Jesus.
Well, I can't thank both of you guys for coming enough. We're going to talk some offensive line, like everybody wants to hear.
All right.
I'll ask Stout first. Stout, we saw an amazing jump from Landon this year. What do you think was the biggest improvement in his game from year one to year two?
Well, first of all, when I said that to the media, you guys gave me the business. You guys.
Well, we just like
the player. Yeah, that means you're the kiss of the...
Most improved is usually not something you want to win. You got to start from pretty low.
Here's the deal.
Hey, that's me.
You already know the answer to this. Yeah. He played with length. He played longer. He played lower. He played quicker. He changed direction better. All those things were factors for his improvement.
Yeah. What was the biggest difference from year one to year two for you?
Honestly, coming off a knee injury, I think I got a lot more.
That was difficult?
It was a little difficult. Just kind of hopping right in there, trying to first couple games fill the shoes of Brandon Brooks.
Yeah.
Big, phenomenal player. Very big shoes, even though I wear a size 15. coming in and, getting coached by, Stoutland, Kels, Lane, Brandon Brooks, Isaac, all these guys just helping me out. Yeah, I think that's what helped me make the jump is them, working with me and telling me how I could improve my game.
You're the second round pick for the Philadelphia Eagles, I guess 3 years ago now, which is...
Yeah, going on 3.
What, did you know you were coming to Philly?
I did not.
Did you know he was coming to Philly?
I mean, there's never 100%. Yeah. But we were very strong on that option.
Yeah.
He liked what he saw.
What did you think of Stout when you first met him pre-draft?
First interaction with the virtual meetings, it was still during COVID.
Oh, yeah, COVID, yeah.
Ooh. Definitely interesting to have him on Zoom. He's a very vocal guy. And and also, I feel like there was times when we're on the Zoom meeting and he would point to things on the on the projector there, but mm-hmm. I couldn't see anything. I just saw him.
Yeah.
So he would be yelling at me and telling me to do this, and all I saw was the background of nobody in a chair and just the empty seats. Definitely some very interesting meetings. I came out of those meetings feeling pretty stupid, honestly. I don't think I answered one question right, even when it was, my opinion, but it's all right.
I think you did a few things right, Landon.
Yeah, it's all right. I feel it, but, you get comfortable with it and, understanding how he is now as a coach. And, I've come to really appreciate what he does and, I really love him now. So.
Yeah. We've drafted Landon Dickerson, then Cam Jurgens, now Tyler Steen. What are you looking for in a potential draft pick, Stout? What are the critical factors, as you would call them? Or
you and I have sat and actually watched.
I know. Well, we got to tell these people.
I know that. But here's the deal, okay? Because I don't have time. Neither do you. Here's the bottom line. When we finish watching a film, you close your eyes and you say, what's unusual about this player? If the player's not really an unusual player, I'm done. Move to the next guy.
Yeah.
That guy's got to have something that's wow.
Some juice.
Stands
man.
Out.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Whether he's a giant and moves around pretty good for a really big giant guy.
Why are you looking at him?
Well, Because there's all times of unusual.
Yes, right.
There's all types of things that can become, you know, unusual. But we do have a criteria. We have a list of critical factors that are like the Bible, and we go off of that. And I really don't deviate from that, I'll be honest with you. I feel very strong about that.
Is there anything when you close your eyes that, I know you didn't draft Jason, but when you close your eyes, you were like, man, that guy's special right there.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're looking at, see, when you do the start, the critical factors, you start with the size. That's the number one. It starts with the size, it goes to, you know, and then it goes on and on and on. Okay, so when you find a guy that falls into that margin of, you know, like right at the line, okay, what else does that player have? Well, the foot and body quickness and the ability to change direction and the production in space is off the chart. It's not even close. It's like crazy. And so there's your unusual.
Yeah. Play. No, I know, dude. I've been flanking this motherfucker my entire life. I know. His athletic as anyone I've ever gone up against.
Did he really play quarterback in high school?
Yeah, he played one game. They lost by about 50.
Did not go well.
And I think he was out by halftime.
I didn't even make it to halftime. Yeah, I was starting middle linebacker quarterback.
Made it to halftime. It was a shitty weather
passes.
Game, too.
It was not a shitty weather. It was beautiful weather.
It was so muddy. You guys would have quit at halftime anyways. Just
I threw two passes, one incomplete, one interception. Then I decided to run the ball every single snap. And then I quickly exited the game because I was dog tired.
I was the water boy watching that game. I was done handing out water for that one.
H2O.
Landon, you got drafted to Philadelphia. What have you learned about Philadelphia?
One thing I've learned is that the fans absolutely love any team in Philly. Honestly, could not imagine a better place to be. I mean, you know, this city puts their heart and soul into everything that we do, especially the Eagles. And, you know, I could think of 31 worse places to be. So I'm so glad I'm here.
Let me ask you this. Who's a more insane fan base, Eagles fans or the Tide?
Crimson Tide. Who do you think?
Ooh. That could be tough. I think.
Know where you're at. Well, read the room.
Here's the thing. You know, down south, it's a little different. They have more of a filter on it. The thing I love, Philly fans have no
filter.
There's no limit. They just keep going.
Now you've coached in Alabama and obviously in Philadelphia for a long time. What is it like from a coach, from like a fan base perspective?
It's the same. Yeah, the passion, the expectation to win. It's like Uncle Vinny. You know, everyone has the Uncle Vinny. Oh, straight here comes Uncle Vinny.
I do not have an Uncle Vinny.
Yeah, Uncle Vinny's coming. Hold on to your ass. It's like that. Look with Philly. I mean, you're gonna get us. All I got to say is this: if you give everything you have. As an athlete, as a coach, the city's gonna love you.
Yeah.
The city's gonna love you. No question.
Coach, you got a lot of personalities in that O-line room. You got all the freaking studs in the world, but you got a lot of personalities. How do you keep all of that under wraps? I know it's gotta be challenging having a guy like Jason in the middle of all that fucking chaos, but you got some big-time personalities, big-time players. As a coach, how do you keep that controlled and still get the best out of your guys?
Hold on a second. You're asking me this question?
Yeah, I'm asking you genuinely.
As Wyatt would say, you're sneaky.
Yeah!
I'm naughty too, Coach.
We don't keep it under wraps. I'll be honest with you. We really don't. We have so much fun in that room, and we let the guys be who they are. And
I love it.
What happens is when the guys are who, like, it's, I'm being honest with you, the meeting, the O-line meetings are the fun, that's the best part of my day. We have so much fun in there, and guys can be themselves, and they help build plan, and they argue, or they actually help each other quite a bit. As Landon would say, Brooks, Isaac, these guys go, I mean, they love each other. They go above and beyond to stop, we'll stop a meeting. Guy will get up, Jason will get up and explain. Just see the passion in his face explaining to Cam Jurgens how it is doing and what he's doing and why he's doing it and what the defender is seeing. See, that's where I think that, you know, in this business, everyone says, and you come from one of the best, obviously, stay ahead of the game. Don't let the game get by you.
Yeah.
Well, my vision of that or my philosophy on that is not necessarily, we don't need to change plays or run different plays. This play's been around forever.
Yeah.
It's the presentation of the play. Maybe how you block the play. Maybe what you see the defense is looking at, and we can use that to our advantage. That's where these guys are so awesome.
That's awesome.
Going back to what you said, the best part of your day is meetings and not spending time with your wife and kids.
He made easy in the football building.
Easy. He was just talking in the building.
No, I don't. Okay. During the season, we don't see our families. I don't see my family. They're there, but we don't. We get home. I don't see my house in the light. But my wife and my daughter Maddie are here today. And,
No, you can tell there's no mistake on what's going on in that building, what you guys got going on in that O-line room, man.
Landon, what you're wearing right now, are you a pregame fit guy or are you a dress-up guy? What are you? Dress-up or dress-as? You're dressed as a farmer right now, right?
Yes, these are my Sunday overalls, very nice, very clean. What I'd wear to the family dinner. So,
looks so fancy.
Dress to impress day, that's what I thought this was. Thank you. I appreciate that. But I'm more of a dress as I am kind of guy. A lot of times I roll up in a t-shirt and shorts and some flip-flops or tennis shoes for a game. Granted, sometimes away games a little different. Super Bowl was different. I dressed up for that. But,
yeah.
You know,
it's a big one.
I mean, I don't.
It's a classy guy right there.
Pretty big. Granted, I don't feel like spending the time to, you know, take the suit there, make sure to iron everything out just to walk the 75 feet from where I park into the building. I mean, it's a lot to do, honestly. And I mean,
you got other things to fucking focus on. I'm with you, Landon.
And also, too, you know, it's, I'm not, clothes aren't going to make this much prettier, so I've just accepted that.
You're fucking beautiful, Landon.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's get to the first impressions of Jason, though. Well, tell me, let's fucking tell everybody first impressions. Jason was fucking nuts when you first met him, right?
He was a little bit nuts. So, and the thing was, is when I came in, you know, I was still on the PUP list, and I came in, and then when Brooks got hurt, I went in at right guard for a couple games. I'm sure he was not happy about that at all. Probably spent a lot of time telling me what to do. And the thing I remember most is, I believe it was a Raiders game. It was, I think, a Wednesday practice.
Yeah, I already know where you're going with this.
Yeah, and I remember I was trying to get this block down. Obviously, I hadn't.
It's a combination block.
Yeah, I hadn't practiced a whole lot with Jason, and I just remember I did something very wrong. He did not like it, and he just motherfucked me for a good, minute straight and just told me how fucking terrible I was, how I fucked everything up. And if I did it again, he didn't want to play.
I remember it being a lot more encouraging.
I remember at that point I was like, all right, let's not fuck up anything else anymore. And that was my ultimate goal. As long as he's not mad, I'm going to have a good day.
Time out.
Go ahead, Snow.
But in that game, that particular block, okay, you ended up having that situation, and you performed it perfectly.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have happened. That wouldn't have happened if we didn't experience that little
Motivational corrective criticism.
Correct.
Who doesn't like some good corrective criticism?
Exactly. I think I was more afraid of him kicking my ass in the middle of the game than I was getting yelled at by Stout. So that might have been the motivation there.
You've been quickly a favorite of the room, very fast, not just because of your play on the field, but as a person. Your personality, as everybody's being witness to right now. You're about to be best man at our left tackle's wedding.
Groomsman. Just a groomsman.
Just groomsman?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
He's got brothers. I understand that. They've been there for,
Well, groomsman's
couple
still
decades
up there.
More.
You've only known him for a couple years.
He was my best man. We'll clarify that. I'm my only child. That's why.
Yeah, I don't know. How has that relationship evolved?
You know, Jordan, he's a pretty shitty person. Not a big fan of him. I just got stuck beside of him. But, I mean, all jokes aside, I mean, we're kind of like two peas in a pod. And, you know, it's been great playing beside him and seeing him grow. Obviously, he came from rugby, and he's still got a lot to learn about football. He didn't grow up with it down in Australia, so... But, you know, being beside him, it's been great. I mean, he's been like a brother to me. And being an only child, that's something I've always wanted. So, and I've always been there for him. And, I mean, he's just like family to me. So, super excited for him. He's getting married July 1st.
Let's go, Jordy.
So, you know, congrats to him. Congrats to Nikki. And looking forward to drinking a lot more there, too. So, well, let's go.
We're just going to keep it rolling.
Oh, yeah.
What was your welcome to the NFL moment?
Welcome to the NFL moment.
I know what it
is. You know what it
is. It was the very first play.
Yes, all right, so very first play, and the only bad part was it gets replayed on our TVs throughout
really
the facility. So I think we threw a ball to Quez Watkins. He went like 80-something yards, the longest throw and receive without a touchdown, I think, all year.
Yep.
So we were backed up, I think, on like the one-yard line, and – first play, it was after Brandon got hurt. I came in. I was like, I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing. So I just went back there. I tried to do what I thought was right. I ended up getting just pressed and thrown into the ground. My ass cheeks are probably imprinted in the end zone still.
This is your first play?
First snap. And Jalen Hurts just throws a bomb to Quez. He runs it like 85 yards down the field. And I'm like... shit, and then I come back in the next Monday, and all I see is the highlight reel of that roll, and luckily it cuts off right before I get put on my ass, but that was definitely welcome to the NFL.
There you
that
go,
was
baby.
My favorite memory.
So everybody else knows how that works. Every time, like, we install every situation at least twice a year, and backed up is a situation that'll always get talked about in training camp and what we just did through OTAs. And every time we install it since then, they show that play because it's such a good play for the team. So you never want to have a terrible play on one of the best plays because you're going to have to relive it. Yeah. Luckily, though, every time we install a counter, inside zone, they got a lot of good plays.
Yeah, there's a lot of ups and downs there. There's more ups than downs, so sure. I'm happy for that. But still, it's me and Jordan sitting beside each other in the team meeting, and as soon as we still see that picture come up, he grabbed my hand. He's like, I got you. It's all right. I try not to relive that moment too much. But
it was funny because what Stout said, your biggest jump from year one to year two, that play is kind of like a testament to – you're high, hands outside. I mean, just coming off knee surgery.
Yeah.
Struggling to bend down a little bit.
And half a knee.
Go figure.
Like
you bend your knees better and you put your hands inside.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Do you have a welcome to the NFL moment as a coach? What was your welcome to the NFL moment?
You really want to go here?
Yeah.
Do I? Now that you just replied with that, yes.
Well, the way the NovaCare is set up, there's two fields and we rotate them after we wear them out a little bit.
Yeah.
They kind of cross. You remember all that. Mm-hmm. So we were, the fields were perpendicular to the Broad Street. And something happened crazy. I don't even remember what happened. But Jason got very upset and ripped his helmet off.
Noticing a trend.
And let it go. Just sitting on the field.
He threw his helmet. I've got one of these stories too.
Wait, which instance of this? I feel like I've had 10 since I've been here. So.
No. You've never seen anything like this. this was wow.
This is young.
Really interesting.
Makes you think like he could be in the Olympics for shot put or something, like discus.
A little discus.
There we go.
There was a spin on it too.
I've seen that helmet fly 50 yards onto the sideline. You almost hit Ferrari that one day, John Ferrari. That was an impressive one. I haven't actually seen that.
Something about a helmet throw. It's just electric. Gets the people going. Was it warranted or was he being a big baby?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember.
There's been too many instances.
They're all just running together. Has it ever been Jason's taking it way out of control?
Yeah, you know how like sometimes if you're
coming back, and you know how you slice them at.
Oh yeah, the back
you
know,
block. You do that block all the time. Yeah. You watch that block all the time. So sometimes someone hits your elbow and you hyperextend it. I think it was one of those deals.
Oh, where he was just pissed.
Got a hold of him, and hyperextend it. That's a pain in the ass. That's frustrating. Yeah. I think something like that happened.
Well, we're gonna watch some balls fly here in the second round.
Everybody, Landon Dickerson, Coach Jeff Stoutland. We're coming back with it. Let's get back to the beer bowl. Contestants, I hope you guys have been lathered up. We're about to have some fun. Welcome back to the new Hype Beer Bowl. Moving on to round two, we got 8 lucky contestants. I say it's lucky, but it was a little bit of talent. All right, Gizzy, you want to explain what this game is they're going to be playing?
All right, for round two, we are getting to a classic in the University of Cincinnati, and certainly one I think that a lot of people played, beer ball. Show of hands, who all has played beer ball? There we go.
So we're going to do it instead of putting the cans
at the corners of the table. We're going to put them right next to each other to encourage a lot of striking of the can and get these games moving. Basically, the premise is you and your partner are working together. When your partner is throwing, if the ping pong ball hits the can, your partner starts drinking his beer until the other team retrieves the ball, puts it back on the table, and says stop. Then you must stop drinking. Our referees will ensure that stopping happens right when that happens. If it is a late stoppage, there will be penalty drinks awarded to the opposing team. You continue to go back and forth until both cans have been completely finished by one team and a winner has been found. There's a lot of action, so if you are anywhere close to the table, be ready for ping pong balls flying. If you can, direct the balls back towards the table to ensure that we can have this game moving along.
Or if you don't like the fucking team, kick it further. Again, these next two contestants from round one, we got Catching Kelsey OnlyFans.
They are the OnlyFans I've ever seen.
The OnlyFans of Catching Kelsey. Guys like fucking dog shit TV. And then the Rodeo Boozers. The only men bold enough to wear those fucking jerseys. I love you guys.
It's got Zubats. No opening the cans until contact has been made. That's a hit! Oh, time.
3 second drink on my word, go.
3 second,
three seconds,
you can chug a beer in like two.
That's a lot.
Exactly. Go!
1, 2, 3!
Stop!
Here we go. Stop it! That's gotta be it, right?
Winner.
We'll see you boys next round. Congratulations. You got terrible fucking taste in TV, but man, you are electric in this game.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's it.
Two of our favorite contestants from round one. Let's welcome Fire and Ice back to the table.
Yeah. Chaz Michael Michaels and Jimmy McElroy back on stage with those fantastic leotards.
Energizing. Just good. So elegant. Are
Have
they
you guys
on?
Actually ice skated before?
Yes.
Yes?
I'm really bad at ice skating.
All right, let's bring to the table Parents Night Out for round one. Who knows where the fuck the kids are? Not our problem right now.
Yep, that's right.
Everyone knows the rules.
Jimmy McElroy's
gonna
go first.
Let's get it fucking going.
Let's see if Chaz is ready to open his beer the moment it touches the tin. King!
Oh, that's
it's
a great
open!
Throw.
Good hit!
Stop! That's a good start right there.
All righty. Sean, is he ready to go? Good hit!
Stop!
They got it open. That's a start.
His form is impeccable.
No hit.
Oh, he's ice cold right now.
He
throws.
Is ice cold.
No hit.
Oh my gosh!
Stop!
Wow!
That,
That hit the top. That was pretty electric.
It's a bounce shot. Those are the bounce shot lacrosse style. All right. But it, oh!
Stop!
Here we go. Jimmy's eyeing it down. And it connects!
Stop!
Good hustle. We got some good hustle. There's nothing better than hustling.
It's a good hit!
Stop!
Done.
That's down, though. I'm one down.
Chaz is fired up.
He's fired.
Let's see if Jimmy can connect.
Let's see if he can.
He connects! A great hit! Oh, gosh, that's it.
That's a great hit.
What a shot!
That's a great hit.
What a shot! What a shot!
Game!
Up for fire and ice!
I'll tell you what, Jimmy was, he started out ice cold, ironically, but he was fucking electric around the thing. Fire and ice, we'll see you guys next round. Fire and ice, ladies and gentlemen!
All right, man, it's night out. What are we thinking here? What happened? What went wrong?
No,
that was honestly, that was a good
honestly,
bout. That
was
a good
some bout. Of the best defense I've seen in a beer ball game.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate the foundation. We have a child with autism, so yep. We love this.
Yeah. Yeah!
We are here for the real reasons, and we appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys. One more time for Parents Night Out, everybody.
Awesome! Yeah!
Oh, and we're back to the action just like that. Bringing back from the first round, 2 years of varsity.
Yeah! Chop has been all business from the moment he stepped through the door today.
I wear my sunglasses.
Truth with the Vince Papale throwback, Kelly Green. And their challengers for this round, the second round in the competition, facing off against them with beer ball, is going to be Team Big Deck Nick!
The most iconic shaft in Philadelphia's history. Well, let's get it on!
Chomp's gonna start it off. Oh, he connects!
Oh no.
Alrighty, let's see if this large phallic individual can nail it.
No
God,
hit.
It's a miss! That's where you want to hit. Hit on that top if you can.
No hit.
That's an air ball. Has he hit the cup yet?
Wow. Chooch means idiot in Italian?
Chooch. Really, right? What does jabroni mean in Italian?
Oh,
that's a hit! That's a hit!
Gosh, BDN man. Just laid the pipe on that car.
I'll tell you what, sometimes that thing can get in the way. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? That's his third air ball. Can we hit the
Chooch
fucking can?
Chooch ice cold.
Come on, Chooch.
Come on, Beth.
It's all
you, Chooch.
It's all you, baby.
Nowhere to go but up from here.
Stop.
Chop is officially cracked.
What the fuck kind of technique was that?
Dude.
He just put his thumb in that thing.
Stop!
Chop's taking it right there. That's why he's over Cincinnati. He's got a wide open airway. He's going down this quick.
Oh,
look at him go! Stop. Oh, he's almost done, I'm telling you.
Just like Nick Foles
in
that
the
thing.
Super Bowl!
Show us how much heart's in there.
So consistent. Oh, Chooch gets it.
Stop!
Is that over? Is that done? Is that done, Ferno?
It's done.
We have a winner.
2 years varsity is
class
moving
acts
on
right there.
Into
class
the
acts
semis.
Right there. God damn it, I wish Nick Foles was here. You guys stole the show with your costumes.
What is your favorite thing about Nick Foles?
Is it inappropriate to say his big dick?
You can appreciate that.
I don't think you're alone in that.
Let's keep this fucking show rolling. Ladies and gentlemen, from the first round, gym class heroes.
Everyone's favorite physical education teachers, lifeguard, and U.S. Army veteran Joe is bringing the heat.
Let's bring back the Hebrews from the first round.
The chosen ones.
Your favorite beer-chugging Jews.
Okay, here we go. Gym class heroes in.
That's good,
good
D.
Offense,
good,
good
D.
Defense,
good D.
Good D.
Oh, that hit.
That's
hit.
A great hit.
Stop.
Oh.
Wow.
Let's see. Stop.
Ooh. Oh, that's an electric hit.
Stop.
All right.
And the gym class heroes and the windup. The no look, he and Deki Matsui
no
in and throws a fucking air ball.
Dirt ball.
Dirt ball.
Yeah, no, I know how that feels. I did that on national television. I know how that feels.
Done.
We got one done. Down to one.
Down to one.
This is electric.
Holy
Ooh, he's not done.
It's getting aggressive.
So everybody gets a penalty shot because
he's done with his beer.
He's on the beer too.
God damn, this is good.
I think he already took the penalty shot because he's drinking past the time.
He's still got beer at this one. They're done over here.
All right, so we got two fouls. We got one foul being the gym class heroes. Your beer fell over. That is a foul. We also got a drinking too fast or drinking for too long penalty. We might need to go into a sudden death here.
All right, here's what we're doing.
Sudden death?
No.
You're the boss.
So Hebrews is done with their beers. If you can finish whatever is left in that in 1 second, you get 1 second. If it's out, we're gonna go to sudden death. If you can't finish it in 1 second, you guys are out.
Yeah! Go. One, done.
That's it.
Done. Oh!
This is unbelievable. This is why we came here. This is why you showed up, ladies and gentlemen.
This is very stressful for me.
Got a boy, Furdog. I love you for this. All right, well, yeah, back to the fucking world's longest game. Here we go.
The Hebrews
take it to the next round. Hebrews. Gym class heroes, man. I'll tell you what, you guys were fan favorites right here, baby.
All right, Hebrews, congratulations on getting to the semis.
Congrats, Hebrews.
Gym class heroes. Yeah, what'd you think? What happened in beer ball? You were so close.
When you got a party that can't shine, words of the late great Will Flip, it's getting over.
Yeah.
Way to show off and show out, baby.
The next round is a version of quarters. Our first matchup is going to be against Team Fire and Ice.
Oh, bring the boys back.
Michael.
Bring the boys back.
Jimmy McElroy back into the action, and they will be going off against Catching Kelsey OnlyFans.
Let's keep this thing going, baby.
Is everyone aware of the rules of this game? You have 90 seconds to try and bounce quarters into your cup. You have to drink a full beer in that 90 seconds for your quarters to count.
90?
You have to drink a beer.
I would chug it right away and just start playing quarters.
Hey, don't give away fucking tactic, Jason. That's
my strategy, but to each your own. At the end of the 90 seconds, we'll count up. Whichever team has more quarters and has finished their beer, will advance.
Again, your score does not count unless you chug the beer.
The beer must be empty.
Do not forget to chug the beer.
3 seconds.
All right.
All righty. And they're off. Oh my goodness, who's going to be the first to finish?
They go with Jason's tactic of chugging the beer first.
Quarters. It is a hard table. Oh my goodness, this is going to be, we might not get a single quarter. We might not get a single quarter in a cup. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
If you bounce it for, oh, one's in. I see one. We have one quarter in one cup. That's all I've seen. We have 1 minute left.
1 minute.
I'm seeing better bounces from Catching Kelsey's on the fans. Seeing good bounces over there. It is difficult.
We are now at 30 seconds.
30 seconds and counting. And 30 we
seconds
might have
left.
One quarter in a fucking
cup. It can be.
Let's go.
It can be anybody's game. I have no idea if Fire and Ice has made one. I've seen
we have 20 seconds.
20 seconds and counting.
15.
Oh no.
Let's see.
Oh,
let's
no.
see.
We are at 10. I am 9. Just 8.
He's in
7.
Trash Michael in a rhythm.
5. 4. Oh my 3. Two, one, time!
All righty, start the count with Chaz Michael. Chaz Michael got on a rhythm there towards the end.
We got more, you can't see us. Don't let Jimmy slide, Jimmy got on a rhythm too.
I can't see Jimmy, I can only see Chaz.
I can see you, Jason.
Catching Kelsey OnlyFans was getting in a rhythm too.
Team Fire and Ice is the beer bowl.
Don't tell me it's tied.
We are far from a tie. Fire and Ice, 13 quarters.
Ices.
Fire and Ice is into
Fire
the
and Ice. We'll see you in the finals, baby.
They're gonna compete for $50,000. All righty, the next two. We have Team Hebrews, and they're gonna be going up against a viral sensation, Team Chop and Chooch.
2 years varsity.
2 years varsity. I'll tell you what, Chop and Chooch have been very formidable, but so have the Hebrews. When you get to this stage, everyone is in.
Let's go!
Go! Here we go, here we go. Who's gonna be the first to the chorus?
Oh, we got a lot of beer spillage.
Chop
got a lot of beer spillage.
Chop is first to the beer. All right, all right. Anybody's game.
Man, there are a lot of...
Team Hebrew has one.
A lot of clanks going on right now. A lot of clanks.
You gotta try and hit
clank,
it flat,
clank,
right?
Clank,
right
clank.
On that flat part.
They're flat.
1 minute.
Do people even use quarters outside of... at a cash bar like this?
Clearly no, because we only got one fucking mate.
Yeah. Two, motherfucker.
Two, motherfucker.
Oh,
oh my blood. My
luggage. 45
that's
seconds.
In. That's in, Chuck. Ooh, I see you, Chuck.
Chomp is in.
And now we're down to 30 seconds.
30 seconds, boys.
Oh, Chop is another one. Chop is getting on a roll. He is so focused right now, I can't even explain this.
You would think the Hebrews were good with money.
Hebrews, I know they have some in. It's hard to tell.
Help me count, fans. 10.
It is hard to tell.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time.
It's going to be close. I'm not sure.
Oh, boy.
Let's see what the count says. Either way, both of these teams should be proud.
Chopping
they've made it thus far.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Is it? It's not going to be good? It wasn't good?
That wasn't your best effort?
It's anybody's guess.
It's anybody's game.
Gosh, the suspense. I don't know if it's because I have to pee right now or what is causing
this. And by
this?
A one-quarter advantage to my left.
I can't even believe we're allowed to do this. Hebrews, my favorite name of the entire tournament is officially eliminated.
Guys,
I don't know.
It's hard.
I saw the money around.
Yeah, it was.
It's not happening. I'm embarrassed. It's a little shameful. I'm sorry.
No sorry's needed. It was a valid effort, man. You so got as long as my words last quarter.
I'm 2 years junior varsity. I think that was the difference.
Put up a great effort, made it all the way here, great energy, thank you so much for competing in Beer Bowl, and yeah man, we'll see you guys after the show, great job fellas.
Thanks for having us, thanks for sponsoring us, Ben, go Birds baby!
Go Birds baby, go Birds! Ladies and gentlemen, we got the final fucking round!
Oh!
Of the New Heights Beer Bowl, 2 years varsity and Fire and Ice, why don't you make your way up here,
come on
baby?
Out here, guys. This one's for all
this
the
is
moms.
For all the... Let's talk about what these guys are going to do with this fucking money.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
Fire and Ice, you said that Mike is going to Oktoberfest in Munich this year if he wins. And Mark, a trip to Europe with the girlfriend to pay off student debt as well. And together, they're going to go to Arrowhead to watch the Eagles play the Chiefs this year. That's going to be an epic bout. Hopefully as epic as this fucking matchup we got right here.
Be careful. I don't know how sturdy those are. They are very cheap on Amazon.
In case anyone was wondering, you can get these on Amazon.
2 years varsity electing to have Chooch on the helmet, Chomp on the beer, Fire and Ice electing to go Jimmy McElroy in the helmet.
Chomp said that he will help put a down payment on a house with his girlfriend and stepson, and Chooch buy a sweet ghillie suit for hunting. All right now.
All right.
We got this beautiful golden fucking New Heights cup.
What's the most money you guys have ever chugged a beer for?
$3.
$3? We got $3.
The rules are, we're gonna start with a stein. Once we have said go, you're allowed to take the beer off of the table and start chugging. Once the first person is done chugging, the person in the helmet will get a signal from the official to start chugging out of the straw. The first team to finish all of the beer in both of the helmet and the stein will be the winner.
I just saw Jason Kelce chug this stein in literally 3 seconds earlier today. He beat some big old skis in the back.
But yeah. I would advise maybe not going as fast.
All right, well, we're going stein and then we're going helmet.
That's for 50 grand.
Fur dog, bring us home, baby.
On the whistle. Are you ready? Set. Go!
No spillage, no spillage, no more spillage.
Oh my gosh, it's so aggressive.
No spillage, no
so
spillage.
It is so much.
He's trying to light us out.
Go, 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 go. Chance Michael down, that's so quick.
Beer through a straw is not easy, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my gosh, I can't tell. Shoot, just move it.
They're both looking at us like they're both.
All right, well, we got to stop.
Damn it, we didn't think about this.
I'm sorry.
This is what we get for getting them off Amazon.
We tried to be cute. We tried to be cute. We got to figure this out. Are you guys comfortable with one full beer each chug off?
Yeah, for the helmets. For the helmets.
You guys good?
One each for each drinking.
All four. So all four of you guys chug one beer. You guys game with that? We should have tested them.
A lot of movie parts.
We're gonna do a turn the cup upside down.
Alright. Classic style.
Uh-oh, fire and ice switching up a little bit. Here we go. Inside guys, on my whistle. Good luck to both teams.
Oh, it's a lot of porridge, a lot of porridge, a lot of excitement here.
To chug that much beer. Chaz, you chugged an entire stein.
You went back inside and chugged
another cup. You did. And you've always been able to drink that much beer.
I've been drinking beer for a long, long time. I've always been one to chug first and ask questions later. So, yeah, I'm always ready.
And has it ever been off like this?
Not quite like this. I had a good best man speech for my brother, but that was like the closest I got.
That's awesome. Jimmy, what are you feeling right now?
I'm pumped up, man. We freaking put on a show today. Yeah, I'm just saying that. Thank everybody here for coming out. This is a great freaking time. And I got one thing to let you guys know. If you can dream it, you can do it, baby.
Wise words, baby. This guy's legendary. What is going to bring us home, dude?
Fellas, I think that wraps it up. That's the end of the show.
That is...
Happen,
circus. Pull together. We love all you guys. It's until next time, peace!